Chapter 10. The Wedding. Dawn broke in the forest, but no bird sang. The castle was nothing but a pile of stones. The only sound was Odile crying over Siegfried's body.
Oh, Siegfried, my one true love, why did you have to die?
At this, the prince opened first one eye, then the other.
You're alive! Oh, Siegfried!
She hugged the prince and cried tears of happiness.
I love you, Odile. I knew that my love was stronger than that sword. Nothing is more powerful than a person's heart. Tell me you will marry me, and I will love you forever.
Of course I will, Siegfried. You have made my dreams come true. We were right to believe in love.
They left the old castle together on Siegfried's horse. When they came to the lake near the palace, they saw Oslo. He was not a statue anymore. He stood, scratching his head. All of the wizard's spells had been broken when he died. The prince was full of joy.
Oslo! Master Siegfried, I don't know what happened. I was standing here about to shoot a swan and...
That will teach you never to kill anything. This is Princess Odile. She was the swan you tried to kill.
Oslo was very confused.
Prince Siegfried, I think I'd better go to bed. I don't feel very well.
When the servants and the queen heard about Siegfried and Odile's marriage, there was a big celebration. All the people in the land and the surrounding kingdoms were invited to the wedding. It took place at the edge of the lake, where Siegfried had first seen Odile. Odile wore a beautiful long wedding dress. Siegfried's mother walked towards them.
Siegfried, I want you to know that what you did was right. Though I asked you to stay at the palace, you left for a better reason. You should always follow your heart, especially when it is full of love. Your father would be very proud of you.
Siegfried's mother was so happy that she had tears in her eyes. The prince took Odile's hands. They stood together in front of the lake. The queen put the king's crown on Siegfried's head. The priest spoke to the new king and queen.
Marriage is a wonderful thing. And what makes this marriage special is that the love you have for each other will affect everyone in this land. Through your happiness, we will become happy. Through your love for each other, we will love each other. Is this what you want? Is your love strong enough to lead a land of people who need joy in their lives?
Odile spoke first.
It is.
Of course it is. Then, by the power that is given to me by God, I pronounce you husband and wife.
At that moment, a joyful chirp was heard, and a little bird flew from a rosebush and sat on Odile's hand.
Patrice, my little friend, you're back.
Then Odile turned to Siegfried and said,
You see, my beloved king, love is stronger than anything in this world. When you love somebody or something, you never lose them.
Siegfried looked lovingly into his bride's eyes. They kissed, and everybody cheered.